From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say Syrian troops have seized a neighborhood in central Aleppo from rebel forces. After capturing the neighborhood, government forces continue to fight rebel troops near a famous citadel in the city of Aleppo. A rebel official said Syrian and Russian warplanes and artillery pounded a number of areas in and around the city as ground forces gathered. The Indian government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not attend a regional summit due to be held in Islamabad in November. The Indian Foreign Ministry cited increasing cross-border attacks from Pakistan as the reason. Mr. Modi has announced that he will mount a global campaign to diplomatically isolate Pakistan in the wake of a recent terrorist attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he will not run in next year's presidential election because the country's supreme leader says his candidacy would increase divisions in Iran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say in all matters of state in Iran, and he was quoted Monday as saying Ahmadinejad's candidacy would polarize Iranian society and create harmful divisions in the country. The British government says it will oppose the formation of a European Union military force. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Tuesday that an EU army or an EU army headquarters would undermine the NATO alliance. He made his remarks during an EU meeting in Bratislava. EU members are trying to hammer out a new plan for military cooperation. Fallon said Britain would continue to support European defense through NATO, despite plans to exit the EU. This is VOA News. New data released Tuesday by the International Organization for Migration shows that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe has fallen this year, but the data also shows the migration to Europe has grown more deadly. A new report from the World Health Organization shows more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution. The report says the problem is most prevalent in large cities. That's not a surprise. But what was a surprise is that air quality in many rural areas are bad. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed back to the campaign trail Tuesday, a day after their contentious first debate. Trump hailed the huge audience gained by the debate.
Well, I really enjoyed it. It was, I guess, the numbers came out, over 80 million people watched. So that's one of the biggest shows in the history of television, the biggest debate ever.
Clinton spoke at a campaign event in North Carolina.
Did anybody see that debate last night? Oh, yes. One down, two to go.
Analysts largely agree that Clinton won the debate and that the victory could give her a national polling boost 6 weeks ahead of the November 8th election. The U.S. Congress moved closer to a government shutdown Tuesday when the Senate failed to advance a short-term spending bill. Democrats blocked a bill that would extend federal spending authority into December. Unless Congress acts by midnight Friday, non-essential government services could be suspended. Ali Bongo Ondimba has been sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term. At the swearing-in Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called for political dialogue. He had won the re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote. Opposition candidate Jean Ping rejected the offer of talks, accusing the ruling party of vote rigging. Suicide bombings killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50 in majority Shiite districts in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, on Tuesday. Pakistan says it has completed construction of 20% of the outposts being established along a largely porous border with Afghanistan. It called on the Afghan government to take matching steps for deterring terrorist infiltration. The United States is calling for the immediate release of any U.S. citizen detained by the Houthi-controlled National Security Bureau in Yemen. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday such detentions are unacceptable and put in jeopardy Houthi efforts to establish what they call a credible and responsible interlocutors. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.